You're listening to Minds of Forestry by Tyler Dennis. Follow Minds of Forestry on TikTok and Twitter at Minds of Forestry, and my email is mindsofforestry@gmail.com. Welcome back. Hope everyone's had a fantastic time. Been busy as usual, and just want to take the time to discuss with everyone about how important going back to school is for some, but for some positions, and it's not always the worst. Recently, I decided that I was going to return back to school while maintaining my full-time job. And for those of you who know me personally, this is a big step for me in my career. And I think generally speaking, it comes right down to the basics again, like learning everything that I've learned over the years, just basic knowledge again. Feels fantastic to see that everything I was doing field-based is recognized within a course. It's not just there as repetition. And it takes some time to getting used to, but, you know, like, for those of us who've been out in the field for years, we kind of come to the point where we think that things don't apply to us. Oh, that's for beginners, or that's for rookies. Like, no, actually, it comes down to a lot of it where the basics are the basics. And we need to visit our roots sometimes to relearn what we lost. I guess that's what this episode's generally about, is just relearning some things that we may have lost in the past, kind of lost a bit of direction. Me being myself, I've been out of the field for 8-9 months now, where I haven't really been boots on the ground anymore, and it's frustrating. It really is. And I thought I could take this time to, like, focus on the podcast, focus on some other things, but everything just keeps piling up. And I just want to take the time to tell everyone that I appreciate everything that you guys listen to. You've been great. I'm not ending the podcast, but there might be a remodeling phase in the future. And with me going back to school and going to get my designation, it feels surreal to actually be sitting down and having this conversation with myself, as much as it is. But realistically, going back to school meant to me starting over, relearning the basics, relearning everything that I've already learned as a field personnel. And it's humbling, to say the least, when it comes to the fact that there's some things that I thought I knew how to do time and time again, but in this course that I'm doing, it's had me second guess myself. And sometimes I'm right, sometimes I'm wrong. And majority of this course has just been challenging myself and challenging my knowledge. And I'm humbled by the fact that I thought I knew it all, but I didn't. And no one knows everything. Everyone's learning day by day. We all learn something new. Are you really living if you're not being taught something every day? That's my own opinion. But I think I encourage everyone to go back and learn something that they thought they knew. It doesn't mean necessarily go back to school for 4 or 5 years, but, like, take a little course, take a side course, sit down with a manager, sit down with a peer, and, like, go over the basics again. Like, thinking about it, when I worked in forestry, sitting down with my crews and going over timber cruising statistics, or timber reconnaissance, stream classification reports, stuff like that. Like, I believe my passion strives for more than just forestry, obviously. I've mentioned that in the past, but I'm planning on getting back into it, more forestry, environmental, riparian and wetlands. I wanna dig deep and dive into it. I'm gonna do my best to bring some more people in to talk with. That's been the struggle lately, is just trying to find those who want to sit down and talk. Everyone lives busy lives. I want to appreciate the only guest I had on here, but yeah, going forward, it's going to be more or less remodeling. Mines of Forestry is kind of going to get a new name, I think. And with everything being changed, I don't want my audience to think that this isn't going to be about forestry. It's not going to be cut and paste. I'm going to try my best to bring you guys what I wanted, and that is talking about field personnel perspectives and knowing and learning what they do and what needs to be done to get to that section. And the biggest thing, when it comes down to it, is knowing your expectations, but also knowing your limitations. And I think the biggest thing that I want to do with this podcast is bring that awareness to everyone. Push, push, and push. Push your limitations. Don't break yourselves. But the more you learn, the better. Don't limit yourself to one specific area of expertise. And that's the best advice I can give you. I've been branching into other sources of knowledge. I have been studying and studying and studying. And I plan on going quite in depth whenever I do end up getting my according designation, and we'll go from there. Who knows? Maybe in the future we'll push forward on it. I want to take this time to say thank you to everybody who listens to this podcast. I do it for you guys. I don't do it for me. The consistent listens, the people who follow, I appreciate every single one of you. And I guess with that being said, I'm still on socials. I'm on TikTok. You can look at my Twitter, and then I have an email. Everything is going to be linked in the bio. Hopefully this helps you guys for a reference in the end. Everything is at Minds of Forestry. And for my email, it is mindsofforestry@gmail.com. And I hope to hear from you guys. Let's set something up. Even if you have questions, if you don't want to be interviewed, that's fine. But send me some information, send me some stuff that you want talked about, and we'll go from there. This has been your unorthodox episode of Minds of Forestry. And we'll go from there. Everyone, take care.